The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back. Let's run down the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard before we talk to Oakland coach Jennifer Grandstaff. In girls play, 45-37, Blackman over Oakland. It was Riverdale 65, Siegel 41. The Smyrna girls defeated Laverne 64-21, and MTCS over Eagleville 50-33. In boys, Blackman 55, Oakland 47. Two good games out there at Blackman High School last night. Siegel 75, Riverdale 38. It was Laverne defeating Smyrna 57-30. And in overtime, it was Eagleville 71 and MTCS 70. Again, that was an overtime game there. To Coach Grandstaff and Coach, good morning to you.
Morning.
Glad you made it in on this snowy morning.
I wondered if we were going to get canceled.
Well, we always have to go through that, snow and basketball. While as an educator, maybe you enjoy a snow day, it kind of wreaks havoc on a basketball coach, doesn't it?
It does. I love snow days, but we really don't want snow days now, especially getting into the district tournament and got the region tournament right around. You'd just rather, I know for us personally, we'd just rather stick with the routine. We like our routine, and having a snow day kind of throws everything off a little bit.
How did it affect you yesterday? I know that you got to play last night, which was a great thing, but it still makes for a different day for the girls.
Yeah, a lot different. I think the girls, sleep in, lay around. They're not real active. So you always worry about that. In terms of our routine, we try to do as much, pretty much what we always do. We bring them in at 2. We do our shoot around, our walkthrough. We take them to eat, and then we, head on over to the Blackman. So it didn't really disrupt what we do. I think it disrupts the daily routine of what your kids do.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of getting up bright and early and being active and being perky and interacting with people, they just kind of lay around.
Yeah, man, but
that's kids.
Some coaches do different things, on snow days, bring in early and all that kind of thing. I guess you just have kept, and you probably have done it different each time with different teams.
It's tough, too, because we got a couple, kids that come in from Laverne, and it's hard to bring them in early, send them home, bring them back.
Yeah.
So I think this just works best for us right now, is just bring them in, keep them here, and then go to the ball game.
Looking back last night, does something like that affect the way you play or the way the kids play, or not really?
I don't know. I don't think so. The best thing about it, we were both out of school. So, it wasn't like we were out and Blackman was in. So, I don't put much stock into that.
Last night, you sometimes don't really realize how physical the game of basketball is and within the team. But I saw Emily Eubank during the pregame warm-ups. She took a hard spill, the practice and pregame warm-ups, all of that. Injury could happen at any time. That was a little scary.
Yeah, I didn't really know what happened. She came into the locker room a little teary-eyed, and I thought, oh, gosh, what is it, And then I heard that she took a pretty good hit to the nose in the pregame, so I was like, oh, I hope it's not the sign of what's to come for the night. But she bounced back, if it's
– Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's tough kid.
Well, but, the game of basketball, even within – there's competition within the squad, too.
Sure. Oh, yeah, you hope so.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what makes you better. If there's not, then that's when you got to worry.
Last night versus the Blackman Lady Blaze, one thing that – we noticed it within that game that it was a very physical game, and I talked to Chad about this, and it really had kind of a tournament type feel to it with the way the flow of the game went back and forth. It was kind of had that feeling to it.
A lot of momentum changes in the ball game.
Yeah.
I think it was a physical game. It seems like all the big ball games that we've been in our district, they let us be pretty physical, and sometimes when it's not a real close game, they seem like they call a lot more. I guess the officials kind of have the mindset, they don't want to be the ones to determine the outcome of the game. They're going to let you play unless it's just extremely out of hand. I thought they did last night. They let us play. It was physical. And like I said, there were a lot of momentum changes throughout the game. It was a tournament atmosphere. It's getting exciting.
Girls basketball has become more physical over the years, hasn't it?
Definitely. You look at the athletes, they're so much more athletic, stronger, aggressive, just such a different mindset than what I think how we played 6-7 years ago, you know, and not to mention how competitive each team is when they go at each other, and that makes it a lot more physical.
You know, from the floor level, we get to see the players a little closer than we do maybe at Oakland and Riverdale when we're upstairs. Mm-hmm. And one thing that hit me last night when I was looking at Emily is remembering her a few years ago.
Yeah.
And how much bigger and stronger that she's gotten. That weight room program that everybody has to do now to keep up with the Joneses, to say, that is a huge part of basketball where maybe it wasn't a few years ago.
I agree. It is. I mean, to be competitive in our district and to really be a competitive athlete, you know, we believe in our weights and our strength program. Coach White does a great job with our girls, but a lot of it is up to the individual itself. I mean, you know, we can put them through a workout and we can get them in the weight room X amount of days a week, but if the kid doesn't really go at it, they're not going to get much out of it. I mean, there's two obvious kids in our program that have really beefed up and bulked up and has made a difference in their play over the past couple of years. I mean, yeah, I can remember Emily. She was just a little girl when she came in, and, you know, she's grown. She's gotten so much stronger. She plays so much more physical. And you can tell she's bought into the weight room. You look at Ellen Riggins, you know, look at her, right, her back, her shoulders. You know, she's bought into the weight room. So, yeah, you can put them in. Sylvia Barnes, another one. I mean,
right,
gosh, just a little muscle out there. You can do all that, but I really think it comes down to the individual. Yeah, you can go through the motions in the weight room, or you can really get in there and challenge yourself. And I think we've got a lot of kids that have bought in to the weight program, and it's helped their basketball game, and it's helped our team overall be more competitive.
I guess seeing Ansley and Emily out there on the floor at the same time makes me kind of look back at Emily the way, you know, I think Emily maybe was just a tad taller than Ansley, but, you know, just the
physique,
the progression,
yeah,
of the player, and it's kind of neat to see as these young ladies grow up. Speaking of Ansley, boy, she came in and hit a couple of big threes really in the run that you made last night in the second quarter.
Yeah, she was big for us in the second quarter. Things were we were stagnant, I thought, on offense, and they're playing quite, you know, they're really sloughing on a couple of our kids, so we brought in Ansley. She made a cut, you know, she just changed the momentum for us. You know, she plays with no fear, she's aggressive, and she shoots the ball real well for us, and she was a big spurt for us in the second quarter. I thought all of our bench, when they came in at different times throughout the game, gave us a big spark. Like I said, I did think we were stale in the first quarter, and we made some changes on, you know, with personnel, and I think it benefited us. So kept us in the ball game, gave us a nice little run right there going into halftime, and you know, unfortunately just weren't able to finish it out last night.
16-5, I think we had bench points last night for your team in the second quarter, and then took the lead at halftime and after the third quarter, but an 18-6 run in the fourth, and that's one thing I know that it probably is a little frustrating for,
sure,
for Blackman. It kind of frustrating to see that happen, but, you know, you learn from these things, obviously.
I thought there was we had a minute there, I don't know what minute mark it was, close to the 4 minute mark, I think we were up 7. They hit a bucket, and then we threw the ball in, and then without looking made a bad decision, threw it away, and then fouled on their shot. So a 2-point play turned into a 5-point play. We had a 7-point lead turned into a 2-point lead. Momentum changed a lot right there. Got a little out of sync, got tentative, you know, had some crucial turnovers in the fourth quarter. I think we had 8 turnovers in the fourth quarter. You know, you can't do that when I believe that we're a good basketball team, and we, you know, weren't able to put four solid quarters together last night, and it showed in the fourth when things got tight. Just threw it away, made some bad decisions, had a lot of open looks in the paint, and we just weren't able to capitalize off of it. But again, you know, we'll go back, we'll have our kids watch it, and hopefully we'll learn from it. You know, I thought in the first quarter we played out of sync, and I thought in the fourth quarter we did also, and we were able to get ourselves under get some composure about ourselves in the second and the third quarter. In the first and the fourth, I didn't think we played good basketball.
It was a different out of sync, though, first,
yeah,
quarter and fourth quarter. It was almost like you know, when Blackman went on that run, it was how do we stop that,
right,
momentum? And then nobody had momentum in the,
yeah,
first quarter.
No, I mean, nobody really did. They hit some big buckets. We weren't scoring.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But, yeah, we didn't have an answer when we needed an answer. I mean, we couldn't make a bucket when we needed a bucket. We, you know, had a couple chances with Blackman. They're so long, lanky, and athletic. If you make a careless pass or a lazy pass, you know, they're going to convert, steal it, go down, make an easy layup. And, you know, that's when they made the run. I think they capitalized off our turnovers. And we didn't have an answer for it.
Jennifer Grandstaff joining us here this morning talking about the Oakland Lady Patriots. You've got Laverne and Smyrna left, and then here it is, tournament time.
I know, yeah, it's amazing how quick it's gone. You have some of those years where you think, oh, my gosh.
Never going to end.
Yeah, never going to end. And then you kind of look back on this year and you think, wow, it's gone so quick. It's been an exciting year. We hope we have a lot of basketball left. You know, we do have 1 week left of regular season, and then we get into the tournament. That's where, you know, the best, you know, that's what it's all about is how you're going to play in the postseason. That's what you work all year for. So we hope there's a lot of good basketball left in our basketball team.
When somebody talks to me about the postseason basketball, I think about you and that run you made in the early 2000s in the state tournament, and how quickly you have to go from one game to the other in mm-hmm. the state tournament, and that's really what tournament ball is all about. And it's staying up late watching
sure.
film, because you focus on that one game and you have just a few hours to focus on the next game and the next opponent. Tournament basketball is tough on coaches,
sure,
too.
Sure, it's just about preparation. I mean, but, yeah. you know, you're passionate about it. It's easy to do. You know, there's so much excitement, so much adrenaline that runs through you night after night after night. You don't really sit back and realize everything that goes into it until it's over with. You get this one shot, and you want to make sure you do everything you can to prepare your kids, give them the best opportunity that you can give them. That's why we're in it. I mean, you know, obviously because we're all passionate about it, and we hope that we can get our kids in the right situation to be successful. So, you know, that's why we play the game. So we'll see.
You can sleep at the end of March.
Exactly.
You can get caught up there. Well, Coach, I know we're looking forward to what should be an outstanding district tournament. I don't know that in the 20 years or so that I've been doing this with Jeff and John, that I can remember a year that there were three teams in girls ranked in the state and two teams in boys ranked in the state in one district.
I mean,
it's amazing.
It is. It is amazing. It's amazing how Murfreesboro has just grown so much in with girls basketball. I mean, that's, you know, I do think we are definitely in the toughest district in the state of Tennessee, night in and night out. You know, in middle of March, we're going to look, and there's going to be there's going to be one team that's in the top five in the state that's not going to be in the state tournament.
Right.
That's hard to, you know, that's just tough. It's amazing how competitive our district is. It's grown. The interest has grown. The level of competitiveness has grown. You know, it's going to be an exciting district tournament, boy, because you don't have you can't hold anything back.
Right. For those teams who can get there, though,
yeah.
they're going to be battle-tested
oh, yeah,
and ready
are.
To play,
sure.
aren't they?
They are. Battle-tested, yep. And then you go to our region, then you got some I haven't seen the rankings lately. I know Columbia's been ranked all year long, and Franklin County seems to be making a run. And, you know, it's going to be exciting. You know, I just hope that we're one of those teams still playing.
Well, I think a lot of Lady Patriot fans and a lot of folks here in Murfreesboro believe that you're going to have that chance to make that run, and I know you do as well. And, Coach, good luck to you in that. We'll see you, of course, tournament time, and maybe here in a couple of weeks talking about region tournaments.
Sure.
All
I hope
right.
so, too.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. That is Jennifer Grandstaff joining us here on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner. We're going to turn our attention to Eagle Bowl basketball when we return here on WGNS.